Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning and welcome to a new week. It is Monday, April 6th. Big Bay Mornings checking in while we shelter in place. My name is Benny from the home studio. Greg from his living room. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
Producer Art, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Sal the Rat on the boards, hitting all the buttons, as he says. Thank you very much, Sal. Everybody have a good weekend?
No. He says buttons.
Buttons.
Right. He says buttons.
Buttons.
No T's. Only D's and buttons.
Like he's from New York. That's how they say it over there in New York. Button. Button. Like Joe Button. Hey, how's the weekend, everybody? Good?
You know what I noticed about the weekend? It still flies by, even though you're in quarantine. Like, you know that everybody's like, oh, the weekend always goes fast. It still always goes fast.
Yeah. Yeah, you blink your eyes and it's over. But at least no alarm clock. You gotta love that. For morning people, especially if you're listening right now at 6 a.m., most likely you're up early on a daily basis, too. I mean, it is nice to have no alarm for 2 days. I do love that. That's the best part about it. Producer Art, you're good? You're healthy?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm feeling good. I got these crazy allergies, so everybody always thinks that I have coronavirus, but I don't. It's just seasonal allergies.
Thank you very much. You don't know if you have it or not because you haven't been tested.
I don't have any of those symptoms. Just, you know, in the morning when I wake up, I'm a little sneezy, but otherwise I'm good.
Let's not be dumb about it. There are plenty of people who are asymptomatic. That's why we all need to do our part and stay home.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, did you get that stimulus check yet, Art? You get that deposited in your account yet?
I did not, no. I thought Sal did, though.
Yeah. I sent these guys a screenshot of, like, obviously a fake picture going around, and it's like, it looks like your Wells Fargo, you know, online banking shot, and it says, you know, your COVID stimulus check deposited, but beneath it are, like, other charges. One's, like, RedTube. The other one's Pornhub for $300. It's all these inappropriate websites that Sal the Rat often visits, I believe. Sorry, I'm trying to get this home studio going here. My mic is acting crazy. Hold on, I'm still setting up. I apologize. All right, let's get this thing started. Of course, the money, we have it for you. So Friday, Fernando got a big winner, yes? Is that correct?
He did, yeah.
Okay, so I believe it was like $3,000, another huge winner in the Secret Sound. So now we have a new sound.
We do, which we have not heard yet, at least us, and we'll do that at 8:20 and 9:20. Is it $1,200 in the jackpot right now? I believe that is correct. Mm-hmm. So $1,200 at 8:20. And $1,000 going to be up for grabs here in about 3-4 minutes. We'll look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You could win all the money after we start you off with a little Mariah. I figure a Mariah Monday feels right.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's do it with Michelle calling in from Fremont. Good morning and welcome to a new week, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. How was your weekend?
Exciting. I went to Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were there, too. I can't believe we didn't see you.
Yeah.
We had the park to ourselves, didn't we? It was fun. No lines.
Oh, I wonder if you could do that virtually. Can you just watch videos of Disneyland online and pretend you're there?
Hey, there's so much virtual stuff out there these days. It's like I took a BART trip.
Are you an essential employee? Are you heading to work? Are you listening from the house?
Or I just get up really early in the morning. I take care of my son and my mom, so I'm at home.
Good for you. Thank you for tuning in to us this early. Let's try to give you $1,000.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Hold on. Let's restart.
I told you to play the timer and start the game, yeah?
My bad.
Sal, so here's how it works and been working for 2 years. Benny says when to start the game, okay?
Right.
All right, Michelle, 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right within that time, we're going to give you $1,000. You can pass on a question if you don't know the answer. We'll come back to it if there is time. But we got to go with the very first answer you give us to a question, okay?
Gotcha.
And Sal the Rat, now is the time to hit that button. Let's start the game.
Ready, set, go.
How many donuts are in a baker's dozen?
13.
Spell allegiance.
A-L. Pass.
True or false, Brazil produces the most coffee in the world.
False.
What sport did Andre Agassi play?
Tennis.
What is 50 minus 17 plus 33? Who sang My Heart Will Go On?
What's her name? Celine Dion.
Pearl Harbor pulled the U.S. into what war?
World War One.
What Bay Area city is home to the Winchester Mystery House?
San Jose.
Cairo is the capital of what country?
Egypt.
Yeah, we made it through nine.
Only made it through nine. Let's go through them. Not going. There's the song. There's the song for you. This was a bit of a sinking ship this morning.
I know.
Oh no, of course, right? That's always the way to play. Like, as soon as when you're playing, you know, in the car or listening at home, you get all 10 every single time, right?
Listen, you got the last four right. Let's go through them. A Baker's Dozen, that is 13. Allegiance, that's A-L-L-E-G-I-A-N-C-E. It is actually true that Brazil produces the most coffee in the world. Andre Agassi, he was the first hot tennis player that I was in love with when I was a teen. 50 minus 17 plus 33, that's actually 66. This song you're hearing right now, My Heart Will Go On, it is Celine Dion from Titanic. Pearl Harbor pulled the U.S. into World War II. You said that first before you changed it, so you get that one right. Winchester Mystery House, that is San Jose. In Cairo, that's the capital of Egypt.
All right, Michelle. Thank you so much for listening at the house and playing this morning. Have yourself a great day and be safe out there, all right?
You too, guys. Love you.
Okay. Bye. Love you back. Bye, Michelle. We will play again, this time tomorrow, or of course in 1 hour. We'll do it again. 7:10, Big Money Minute, $1,000 up for grabs. When we get back, we're going to roll commercial free.
And you know what? Stop playing that song now. I mean, my God, we have enough sadness.
I want to talk about new hobbies and or skills that you've maybe picked up while we've been sheltering in place and stuck at home. Have you picked up any new hobbies or doing anything new? I want to talk about that. We being myself, my wife, and daughter, are all doing some new hobbies at home. So I want to go around the room, check in with you guys, and then open the phone lines. Anything new that you're doing right now? 888-456-9970. And please share, because you might inspire somebody else to pick up, a new hobby or skill that you're working on. So give us a text or a call, and we'll come right back, and we will share those. Hang on.
This is Big Bay Morning. Get up.
Wake up.
Get up.
Hey. All morning.
Stretch it out and wakey wakey. Welcome to the day. 6:21 a.m. on a Monday morning. And Big Bay Morning's coming to you live as we shelter in place. And while you've been sheltering at home or stuck at home, have you picked up any new hobbies or skills? Texts are coming in. This is a big one, and this is my, I don't know if I would say a hobby, but something that I've been doing more, yoga. A lot of people are starting to do yoga for the first time, and I'm definitely part of that.
I thought you were learning how to be a bartender.
Well, I already had those skills down, playa. I'm just, I'm now using them much, much more. But yoga, yeah, I've been doing that since I think we started last week, and we've done it every night, like a little 10-minute yoga at night.
10 minutes?
Yeah, we're doing, listen, I got to ease into it, dude. I've never done yoga in my life. Really? I've been into it a week now. At least I'm doing it.
Okay. Yeah, and Art, you're the person that, like, somebody tries something new and then you kick them in the face. Give him a break.
I will. Okay, that's fine. That's great. Is it helping?
Looking at you, Art, you don't look like the yogi master, okay?
Yeah. I did take yoga for 2 years.
Of course you did. Let's not try it, little tub.
It's working. Right now, it's like we're doing it before bed, so it's more of like a relaxation one, because we're still working out in other ways. But I haven't done like a high intensity or like one of those, because there's some tough ones for sure. I see Vanessa, my wife, in the living room sometimes just sweating like crazy and just going, getting after it. But we're doing more, relaxing ones. Alyssa, our daughter, she has picked up baking, and she's getting quite good. So she made Saturday morning, she made crepes, and then last night she made Nutella brownies, and they were not magic brownies, just regular brownies. But they had to tell it. I mean, oh my goodness, I ate like four pieces. How about you, Greg? Are you doing anything new? Any new skills or hobbies?
I'm getting back to the Espanol. And in fact, I put it on my calendar this week. I have Rosetta Stone, and I never use it. I paid for it for, you know, you can pay like lifetime, whatever that fee is. And I paid for it. I have it, and I just am not using it. So I'm putting it on my calendar, scheduling it in every day. So I'm going to start doing at least 30-minute Spanish classes every single day. And Rosetta Stone, if you have it, they now, for the quarantine, opened up all 24 of their languages, even if you just have paid for one. So I can learn them all now. I'm gonna come back speaking everything.
Nice. Yeah, for $50,000, you can learn every single language.
No, it's free. No, if you paid for the one,
yeah, is it
you get
still,
all
how
of
much
them.
Is it for one? Is it Rosetta Stone hell expensive?
I bought this so long ago, I don't even remember what it was. But, I mean, I have it. I need to use it. I need to speak Spanish.
There's some text coming in. People are learning an instrument, taking college courses online, going back to school. Nice, nice. Researching my family tree, says Susan. So what, just were you doing the Ancestry.com? Isn't that one of those?
Man, that'll put you down a rabbit hole. It's so crazy. I did it
yeah,
once.
I don't, yeah. Listen, I am German. I don't want to know what's in my past, okay? My ancestors aren't amazing people. I'm quite sure of it. I have no desire to know what they have done in the past.
I love the learning to garden and grow your own vegetables. I mean, hey, I figure now's the time, right? So I stay out of that grocery store. If you can grow your own produce, that's amazing.
Abraham says that he's doing push-ups four times a day. He's going to be
nice.
Buff when he comes out of this.
Yeah, good for you. Producer Art, you doing anything new with the house?
Not really. I'm just watching a lot of trashy TV. Bridget is picking up all sorts of new hobbies. She's doing the whole baking thing. She made homemade Reese's peanut butter cups.
What?
They were so good. It was amazing. You should check out that recipe. Like, I don't know, find it on Google or something. But
thanks. Okay,
I'll bettering it. Herself. I am worsening myself.
Yeah. Well, you know what I saw this morning? If you have two drinks at all times, you can't touch your face. So if you have a drink in each hand, at least you won't be touching your
there
face.
You go, playing Edward 40 hands.
Yeah. I just feel like
Edward 40 hands. Yes.
I just feel like the next time I see Art and Benny, you guys are going to be like so fat.
For sure.
So humongous.
Yep.
No, I got a killer workout in yesterday. It's my one day a week. I worked out like crazy yesterday.
And then
followed by yoga.
Yeah, and then followed by seven of those Nutella brownies.
Yeah, four. But yeah, I did have a lot of those. All right, your 630 Dirty's on the way. Tiger King fans, rejoice. We have a new episode coming our way. One more episode to Tiger King, and it's coming sooner than later. We'll tell you about it next in your 630 Dirty on Big Bay Mornings.
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The government is warning people that the next 2 weeks are extremely important. And they quote, "This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy." Obviously, I know some of us have to do those things, and our workers still have to show up and be there at the grocery stores and the Instacart and these other, you know, companies that need to be there. But they are saying try to stay out as much as possible. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that, you know, it's likely that coronavirus will be a seasonal occurrence like the flu, but hopefully in the future we'll be more prepared for it.
But these are definitely the 2 weeks they're saying. If you can stay home the entire time, do it.
A tiger at New York City's Bronx Zoo is the first known tiger to test positive for coronavirus. The 4-year-old female tiger, along with five other lions and tigers at the zoo, developed respiratory symptoms, and this one tiger did test positive. And they think that the tiger was infected by an asymptomatic zoo employee.
My God, that is not good.
It's not good at all. Amazon is planning to delay its annual summer shopping event, Prime Day, until at least August. It usually takes place in July, but they are going to push that back to August this year. And those are some of your Monday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
All right, well, Floyd Mayweather's daughter, Ayana, showed this weekend that she's just as violent and stupid as he is when she was arrested for stabbing a woman who was at her fiancé's house, rapper NBA Youngboy. You listen to that, Benny? Youngboy?
No.
Well, the victim and NBA Youngboy were at his home when Ayana arrived. So they're not sheltering in place, obviously. She told the woman to leave. There was a fight that moved into the kitchen. Ayana grabbed not one, but two knives and stabbed the victim. Yes, stabbed the victim one time with each knife. Youngboy. I mean, he's okay looking, and you know I love a neck tattoo, but I don't think I would stab somebody over him. I mean, they need to calm down. But I guess he must be good at what he does, because you know that Catch Me Outside girl? She tattooed his name on her, so I guess he's got something. I mean, we got one girl tattooing his name, another girl stabbing, you know, other chicks over him. He must have something. And it's been a rough few weeks for Steph Curry. Last week, he admitted his frustrating five-hour struggle of putting together a basketball hoop. And then this weekend, he hopped on Instagram Live with his former teammate, JaVale McGee. And he was talking about how his daughter, Riley, who is in second grade, dissed his teaching abilities.
Then after the class is over, I'm the one that's got to sit there and dish out the paper and all the materials so that she got to sit there and do it.
So, oh, wow. So you're a teacher's assistant, basically.
I'm absolutely, yeah. And basically, like a star rating, she told my mom today, she said, I'm a 3-star teacher. I said, dang. That's cold.
The disrespect.
That's so cold-blooded. I'm investing into your future, young lady.
At least he's trying. A for effort.
At least he's trying, but he's getting no love right now. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So it looks like we're getting another Tiger King episode.
Yes.
According to Jeff Lowe, the guy who took over, or more like stole the zoo from Joe Exotic, he said Netflix is releasing one more episode in the next week or so. No word on whether it's like a reunion special or a follow-up episode, but be on the lookout for that.
What do you mean reunion? What, they going to sit there like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and fight with each other?
Exactly. And speaking of Tiger King, Joe Exotic's first husband, John, the no shirt, no teeth guy, he said if there's ever a movie that comes out about Tiger King, he wants Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf to play him. That's who he thinks would be the best to represent him, portray him.
What they supposed to do, get ugly and knock their teeth out? Like, that's not going to work.
And today is the launch of Quibi, the new streaming platform for mobile devices. Remember, this is the one with all episodes of all shows are either 10 minutes or less. They are offering a 90-day free trial for their shows. And this could be promising. The executive producers behind The Office are developing a new workplace comedy all about working from home. No other details available quite yet, but that could be on the way.
I was going to say, I think then there's going to be a lot of alcohol involved in that because everybody is drinking while they're working from home, I think.
This is true.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Wake up!
Good morning and welcome to Monday, April the 6th. Big Bay Mornings coming to you live. What's happening? And shout out to all of our essential employees out there getting up and going to work every single day and keeping us going and moving forward. We love you very much for doing that. And we've been highlighting, you know, a lot of local businesses every single morning on the show, you know, whether it's a restaurant or just a business that is open. If that's you or somebody you know or your go-to spot, please let us know. Send us a text. Write us a little note so we can share that on air. 888-456-9970. I'd like to highlight Rocco's Pizzeria in Walnut Creek. They're doing something amazing. I mean, I know a lot of restaurants are starting to do this as well, but for the last few weeks, they've been donating different pasta dishes every single day to the intensive care units and emergency rooms at John Muir Medical and Kaiser in Walnut Creek. And what also is making this super cool is, you know, the owners not only donating all the food, it's the community that is making this possible because they are the ones signing up to deliver this food. So, like, literally, residents are saying, hey, yeah, I'll pick up Monday's meal and bring it over there, and Tuesday's somebody else, and Wednesday, and so on. So that's really cool. Everybody's coming together to do this. So I think that's very, very special.
And, you know, a lot of communities are coming together to do things for the first responders and the frontline people. So it is amazing how we can all work together when we want to do it. So, and, of course, it's also something to do if you, you know, are bored at home. If you want to volunteer and you can do it safely, then that's a great thing to do as well.
For sure. And, again, I know so many people have no choice. You got to get up and go to work every single day right now. But the government is suggesting this week and next week, try to really limit how much you are out. So if you do not have to leave the house, stay home. We could peak here in the next few weeks. So in terms of grocery stores and running errands, if you don't have to be out and about, don't do it.
I feel lucky because I got my groceries yesterday. And I have to say, Safeway has the delivery option if you can get a window. Or they have delivery and they have pickup. I wasn't able to get a delivery window, but I did get the pickup window. You pull up, you park in a space, you call them, you say, I'm in four. They come, they throw the stuff in the trunk, and you zoom away. It's awesome.
It is. And you said, not to put all your business out there, but you know, you also gave your guy a nice little tip who loaded the groceries. No, and I think that's a great, if you can't afford to do that. I know a lot of us are, you know, money is tight right now for sure, but if you can afford, you know, to give a little tip to, if it's a delivery driver or somebody loading in your trunk, you know, your groceries in your trunk, try to give them a little something if
well,
you can.
Well, I'm just laughing because the way I did it, I rolled down the window and I held the money out the window.
With your gloves on?
Yeah, I was like, here! And he came and got it, and I pulled my hand away and I zipped up my window. But I wanted to give him something. He's risking his life to be at Safeway. I mean,
for
thank
sure.
you to that guy for delivering my groceries. So, of course, I wanted to give him something.
Yeah, you know, I've canceled cash for the most part, but there has been, a few times I've used it, and I'm spraying it with Lysol. Does that work? I mean, is it disinfecting the cash? I don't know.
I've been spraying. You know what I did? I have two cans of Lysol, and yesterday I started thinking that the outside of the can could be dirty, so I sprayed one of the cans with the other can, and then I took the other can and I sprayed that can with that can. So we've now all become psycho about this.
Well, let's see if we can load you up with $1,000 worth of groceries. The Big Money Minute Trivia Game: 10 questions, 60 seconds. All you have to do is get them right within that time. We give you $1,000. Caller 9, call us now, and we'll play here in about 5 minutes. 888-456-9970. Start dialing.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's do it with Mike and Hayward. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, Benny. Morning.
What's happening, my man? What
Good
you up
morning.
To?
Not too much. I just got home from Safeway, and then I'm going to work from home today.
All right. There it is. Well, you knocked out the grocery store. So did you buy enough groceries there for the week?
Yep, we're good for the week.
Good. Good to hear. Yeah, they're recommending try to stay out of the stores this week if you're able. All right, Mike. Well, welcome to Big Money Minute. Here's how it works. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right within that time, we're going to give you $1,000. You can pass on a question. If you don't know the answer, we'll come back to it if there's time. But we got to go with the first answer you give us to any question, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's do it, Mike.
Ready, set, go.
What decade was Amazon founded in?
The 90s.
Malaria is typically transmitted by?
Mosquitoes.
In government, who is known as the commander-in-chief?
The president.
Where in the Bay Area will you find the SAP Center?
San Jose.
What sport did Steve Kerr play?
Basketball.
Was Robert Louis Stevenson a painter or an author?
Author.
Spell calcium.
C-A-L-C-I-U-M.
What is 8 times 8 minus 20?
44.
The epidermis is a part of what bodily organ?
Skin.
Melissa Joan Hart played the lead role in what witch-themed TV show?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
You got it! 10 out of 10!
Like a champ, Mike! $1,000!
Didn't even stutter, didn't even think about those.
Wow!
I was on it today.
Yes, you were. Dude, congratulations. You just boom, boom, boom. All 10 questions, just like that. We give you $1,000, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
We definitely just paid for those groceries. And Sal, I don't know if you have the time, but sounded like you might have had like 15 seconds left to spare there.
Yes, Al the Rat. How long was left on the clock? Do you know?
There was about 10 seconds left.
Wow.
Dang. You know, that may be a record.
Yeah, for sure.
That may be the... That may be the fastest ever. We'll have to double check that, but I believe that was the fastest ever, man.
What are we going to double check it with, Vinny? We don't keep those kind of records. This isn't the NBA.
It's called Theater of Mind, dummy. Thanks for spoiling it. Hey, congratulations, Mike and Hayward, man. We appreciate you listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and hang on the line so we can get you this money.
All right, thanks, Benny.
You are welcome. Damn, good for him. See, just like that, $1,000 could be yours. We'll play again same time, same place tomorrow. We'll do it again in 1 hour. Woo! All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to roll commercial free. Soundcheck is on the way. Alicia Keys is now the latest artist to make her own COVID song. So we'll give you some Alicia Keys coronavirus music.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
All right. So we all remember Flo Rida's My House song, right?
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to.
Which is a nice anthem right now while we're sheltering at home. Alicia Keys, she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last week, and she performed her own cover of this song. She remixed it to sound like this.
Can't come to my house. We ain't gonna freak out. We'll get through it somehow. We don't have to go wild. You can't come to my house. Say goodbye to the doubt. Hello to my unibrow. We don't have to go wild.
Alicia Keys can literally sing anything and she sounds good. And Samuel Jackson is reading a sweet children's book to us called Stay the F at Home.
Stay the F at home.
Oh, my God.
The runner is spreading. The F is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the F at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor. But mother listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam F-ing Jackson, imploring you. Keep your ass at home.
If there's one person I'm going to listen to, it's him, actually. I definitely would listen to Samuel L. Jackson.
And an Amazon worker in Michigan, he walked off the job after he learned that three coworkers of his at the facility were sick. And so in an interview, when he was talking to the news, he said the warehouse needs to practice social distancing and only sell essential items, not certain items like adult toys. And this is
they
what that interview sounded like.
They should not be selling non-essential items. Those are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but those, no.
Well, depends on who you are, if that's an essential item or not.
I guess if you're all alone, sheltering at home, it may be essential, huh?
I was going to say, that can keep a lot of people at home if you have those items that you don't have to leave.
That's your Monday morning sound check. Big Bay Mornings on your radio at 99.7 now. And of course, you know, since we're all sheltering in place, people aren't going out on dates. And just the fact of the matter is people aren't getting ghosted right now. So we decided to dig into the archive and give you some of our most favorite Ghostbusters. So here we go. Yeah, man, Ghostbusters, we're back again. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
So were you ghosted?
Yeah, so like a little over a year, maybe like a year and a half ago when I was just about to graduate high school as a senior, I was introduced to this guy, Kenny, because our families go to the same church.
Okay.
And we, you know, hung out a lot over the summer. We, you know, made out a lot, but...
Oh, all right. What kind of church do y'all go to?
I know, but like, it wasn't, we didn't just make out, right? Like, we went to, like, the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Okay.
We went to San Francisco, went to the pier. Like, we actually actually hung out and like did things. And
this is that summertime romance between high school and college that we all loved if we had it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I just had such like such an intense connection to him, and I love hanging out with him. Like I just never laughed so hard in my life. But you know, we knew inevitably that we were going away for college. Like he was going down to San Diego State, and I was going up to Chico State. So it's like not realistic for us to like carry a relationship that long of a distance.
Okay.
And San Diego State is a party school.
Well, so is Chico. Chico State's
yeah.
worse.
Yeah, nobody wants to live in Chico, though.
She's living there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but like, you know, we promised each other that we'd like keep in touch and like keep, you know, like at least stay like really good friends, because we just had such a good connection, like such good chemistry. We had, it was just always fun hanging out. And like when we first started, you know, the fall semester, he was really good about keeping in touch. Like he was responding to all my texts. We were trying to make plans to get back together when we were home from break and what have you. But then like gradually he just like, he stopped responding, but he was just not as responsive, but shorter with his answers. And then like, you know, then I just totally stopped hearing from him. So it wasn't like a overnight ghost. It was something that like progressively happened over a course of a couple of months.
And you miss him? Is that what you're calling us?
I do, but it's like, I'm just a little suspicious too, because I feel like if he has a girlfriend, like why not tell me? I don't think I did anything bad. I don't think if I offended him. And if I did, I kind of want him to like, I want a chance to kind of like make it up to him. Like, yeah.
Uh-oh, even the dogs have said about this ghosting. Maybe we could, if we can find him, we could stick this dog on him.
I know. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but it was just very weird.
All right. So it's more like a lost connection. I mean, you're obviously, you weren't dating anymore, but you really liked this guy, and it was kind of a romance, and he disappeared on you.
Exactly.
All right, Brandy. Well, you know how this works. We'll come right back, and we'll try to give Kenny a call. In the middle of Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings, Brandy wants to find her summer fling, Kenny. They both went away to college, but he slow-faded her. Now, there's zero communication. So let's call Kenny and figure out what's going on.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Kenny?
Yeah, this is he.
You skipping class this morning?
No.
It does sound like you're still at home.
This is Big Bay Mornings on 99.7 Now. I know you're in San Diego, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we're in San Francisco. Your parents hired us to make sure you're going to class.
Oh, that's nice of them. I know the show.
Oh, you do know the show?
Yep, I grew up with it.
Oh, there you go. You grew up with 99.7 Now.
Well, we love you for listening, Kenny. Hey, we're calling you because we do a segment called Ghostbusters. A young woman named Brandy reached out to us. She said you guys had a few months of summer love, and all of a sudden, you started fading her, and now crickets.
We met in church, and like I really loved her, and she's like my best friend. And so I think, you know, what do you want to know?
Your best friend? Why did you just cut your best friend off like
yeah.
that?
If she's your best friend.
Well, we went away to different. I mean, she was my best friend at the time, and we were really close, but then
she said y'all dated. Did you date, or were you just friends?
Well.
We hung out.
We did make out. Yeah. And it was really nice, really fun.
So was it just a matter of you moved down to San Diego and she moved to Chico and you guys went your separate ways?
I just told my parents recently, and I've definitely told several of my friends, but I haven't told everybody. I just came out and.
You what?
You know, I just came out.
Oh, you came out of the closet.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, well, welcome. I need to get you a toaster. Give me your address.
I wasn't expecting that. A toaster? What's a toaster?
Gays give toasters. When you come out, you get a toaster.
Well, why?
You don't worry about it. Y'all are
why
straight.
A toaster? Wait, I want a toaster. Give me something better than a damn toaster.
Now we've updated. Anyway, Kenny, okay, so you just came out.
Congratulations, Kenny.
Thank you.
And now are you cool? We're going to, this is on the air. You're cool with coming out on the air in San Francisco, right?
Well,
Well, you know,
I feel like nowhere better to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. I know that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, that's awesome, Kenny.
Thank you.
Is it cool with you if we bring Brandy on with us?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Hi, Brandy. Are you there?
Hi. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Brandy.
So you heard that, Brandy?
I did, and I'm like, I'm so happy for you. I don't know why you didn't feel like you could talk to me about that.
Well, I was going to tell you, I was planning on telling you, but I think I was just, you know, it was the first time I could be myself, and I just sort of got caught up in it, and I'm sorry for making you feel anything bad.
Aww.
I just wish I was, like, there for you for this, like, big moment in your life. Like, coming out is such a big deal. Like, I have gay friends. Like, I, like, you know, kind of understand what they've gone through, but, like, I just, I don't know. I'm, like, it's a little sad that, like, we had wasted all this time, and I'm happy to know that, like, I didn't do anything wrong. But,
well, it sounds like Kenny it sounds like Kenny was maybe getting around to it. He said he was, you know, you recently told your parents and some of your friends, right? So, I mean, I would like to believe you were going to get around to telling Brandy.
Well, absolutely. There's definitely lots of names to cross off the list just as far as...
not anymore. We just did it for you.
Well, I know a lot of people that don't listen to your station, but I definitely listen to a lot of my friends, too.
Well, y'all, you actually are kind of giving me the chills over here. I got the feels. This is really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I would just love to still keep in touch and still have a friendship. I know that you're going through this, like, you know, big moment, and I want to be part of it. Like, I feel like we've had such a great time this summer. We don't need to have, like, a sexual relationship, obviously, but I just want to be, like, besties like we were before we, you know, split and went our separate ways. You know, I don't know how you feel about it. It's, like, too much that's going on right now or what.
I promise I'll be in touch. No, this is right. This feels good.
Aw. Well, Kenny, can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Have you found anybody else to make out with in San Diego?
Yeah, that was a part of the summer was,
finding yourself.
Yes.
Well, good for you, Kenny. Congratulations. And again, thank you for sharing that with us. I'm going to put you both on hold if you want to, you know, say anything off the radio to each other. Kenny, we'll get you information. Greg's going to send you a toaster.
All right. Can't wait.
All right. Good luck, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Go.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Get ready, Bam-a-lam. Whoa. Ready to ride.
All right. Should we be concerned? I'm over here having a cough attack off the air and Art sneezing uncontrollably.
And he did that the whole time we were in the studio, too. And he's like, it's just allergies. I can't trust that right now.
I did have to take my mask off to sneeze, though.
Why would you do that?
It was just going to splatter back in my face.
Better yours than poor Sal over there having to deal with you.
We're in different studios, though.
We are. At least we're all in our own studios, quarantined. Producer Art's in his own there at the radio station. Sal running master control, hitting all the buttons. I am at my home studio. Greg is in his living room hanging out. So we're doing our part, and we hope...
What? I love how you describe everybody's working, and you're like, and Greg's in his, living room hanging out.
Greg is shirtless on the couch with his gravity blanket on right now, and he has this headset.
So you know what I bought?
What?
I bought a tiger blanket so I could watch my Tiger King with a tiger blanket.
Oh my goodness. Well, good morning, everybody. And we do hope you are wearing your masks. That is definitely what you should be doing if you have to head out. Please cover your nose, cover your mouth. You can make it at home for now if you can't find, you know, the real professional ones. I know Rose from San Jose texted in this morning. She is making masks for the whole family. And she's like, somebody please help me. I live with four men. I have my husband and three sons. Every morning, my first task is to clean and wipe down the bathroom because they apparently cannot make it. They miss every single time they try to pee.
And you know what? It doesn't get any better when you get older. I still can't make it in the toilet bowl. I really can't. It's terrible. And I have tile in my bathroom, so it's apparent. And that's why I know now why my mother had her own bathroom. None of the boys were allowed to go in my mother's bathroom.
Do you, and be honest, do you do the sit-down move in the middle of the night if you get up to use the restroom?
Yeah, me too. No, but I should. I should. I really should. But I definitely wake up every morning and there's stuff all over the floor.
Oh, no. Well, good
I'm
morning.
Yeah. Well, then I have to clean it up.
And hello to all of our essential employees out there getting up and keeping us going, keeping this thing called life moving forward right now. We appreciate you. We love you. If, you know, you are a business owner, or just, you know, someone that knows of a business that's open and could use some shout-outs and some help right now, we would love to spread the love. So send us a text, 888-456-9970. Those are the numbers you're going to want to call because we're going to play Big Money Minute. Mike in Hayward, he won $1,000 last hour.
Ooh,
he killed it. And in record time, he got them all correct in 50 seconds. So we gave him $1,000. You could be next. Call us now. Once again, the number 888-456-9970. And we will play next on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're going to play with Rhonda in San Jose. Hi, Rhonda. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. We're hanging in there. Are you sheltering in place? Are you off to work? What's your deal? What's your plan?
No, shelter in place.
Good for you. And this is an important week, mm-hmm. so stay home.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going out anywhere.
Awesome.
Well, we delivered.
Yeah, there it is. And shout out to all of our delivery drivers for doing that. We do appreciate you. And thank you for listening at home. And so here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right within that time, Rhonda, we're going to give you
$1,000. Okay.
Good luck. Take a deep breath because we are going to begin now.
Ready, set, go.
Spell separate. Spell separate.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
What Bay Area city is home to the Great Mall?
Milpitas.
What color do you find at the bottom of the rainbow?
Orange.
Sheldon Cooper is a character from what TV show?
What's it called? I watch it every night. Oh, my gosh. Pass for now.
What is 5 times 6 minus 12?
18.
Who played the title role in the 1993 movie Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
What former San Francisco Giant holds the record for the most career home runs?
Oh, gosh. Will Clark.
True or false, Mount Everest is in the United States?
False.
Ooh, we made it through 8.
All right. Yeah, we ran out of time. It's harder than you think it is when you
I
know. The pressure of that clock ticking.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory, I couldn't
think of
the name.
Big Bang Theory.
You know what? Let's give you that one since you came back around.
You're so nice, Greg.
Well, it's not going to be me giving away money. Separate. You added an E where there should have been an A. Yes, Milpitas, that's where the Great Mall is. It's actually violet that you'll find at the bottom of the rainbow, not orange. You got it right when you came back around. Big Bang Theory, Sheldon Cooper. 5 times 6 minus 12 is 18. Robin Williams, he played Mrs. Doubtfire. It's the ultimate cheater in baseball. Barry Bonds, he has the most career home runs. Not Will Clark, but Will Clark was a Giant, so at least you got the right team there. And it is false that Mount Everest is in the United States. You got through 8 of them.
All right.
All right, Rhonda. Well, here's the good news. You can call back and play as much as you would like to try to win that money, okay?
Will do. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You as well. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Up next, in about 6 minutes, Secret Sound Contest. Yes, back again for another week and more money to be given out. $1,200 is in the jackpot. We will play you the sound, and Greg will give you the first clue of the day coming your way next.
Oh, no.
More of Big Bay Mornings coming up next.
Oh, yeah. I listen every day on my way to work.
99.7 now.
Let's go.
The secret sound.
And Shelly joins us with her son, Zev, in El Cerrito. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Nice. Well, welcome to The Secret Sound. You guys are caller 9, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you the sound, which is relatively new. I know Friday we played it a couple times. Greg and I have not heard this yet, but we're going to play that sound now. Have you guys heard it yet, the sound?
We have not.
We have not heard it. This will be our first time.
Awesome. Well, let's start by playing the sound. Here it is. Okay, that's the sound.
That is a long one this time.
That is. Let's do it one more time. One more time, since we haven't heard it yet. I have a guess, too, but they won't tell me what the sound is. I don't know. So, well, here we go, guys. We'll start with a clue. Greg?
I'm usually a barrier for when you're dry and it's raining.
I'm usually a barrier for when it's dry or when it's raining. That's what they said.
Okay.
All right, here we go. $1,200 on the line, guys. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think it's taking your umbrella.
Keep specific.
Shaking your umbrella out after you close it, you shake your umbrella off.
With water.
Oh. Right, shaking the water off. Once you close it, you collapse the umbrella, you're shaking the water off. Is that the secret sound?
Oh, my goodness. So sad. I'm so sorry.
But we do love that you played as a family. We encourage groups to play and everybody get together and play this game together and make your guesses. So y'all keep trying, hopefully you can get through again.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, guys, stay safe out there. And if you are not a part of our insider group, you should do that because you get bonus clues there. You can sign up at 997now.com. I believe Greg's going to do the honors of giving you a bonus clue today around 10, 20, 10:30, yes?
And the great thing about those is they're on video, so you get to see which stage of quarantine we're in. So you'll get to see, like, am I wearing a shirt? Am I wearing shoes anymore? You'll find out later today, but you got to join the Insider Club at 997now.com.
There it is. 8:30 Dirty's on the way. What's happening, Greg?
Well, Tiger King fans have been demanding more. Is Netflix about to give you what you want? Find out next in Yo Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The government is warning people that the next 2 weeks are extremely important, and I quote, this is the moment to not be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said it's likely that coronavirus will become a seasonal occurrence like the flu, but in the future, of course, hopefully we will be prepared for it. And a tiger at New York City's Bronx Zoo is the first known tiger to test positive for the coronavirus.
Man, it's been a rough couple of weeks for tigers. We got the Tiger King out there trying to get the tigers. Now we got coronavirus getting the tigers.
This 4-year-old female tiger and 5 other lions, they were showing respiratory symptoms, and this one tiger did test positive. The animals are thought to be infected by an asymptomatic zoo employee, which is crazy. That means a human gave it to a tiger.
I had heard that cats can get this, but I didn't think that cats and humans could give it back and forth.
And I really hope this number isn't real, but it probably is. There's a new survey that's out that found that almost 80% of single people say if they got a good match right now on a dating app, they would try to meet up in person for a date.
Oh, yes.
No! Stay
lonely. Oh, that's coming from someone who has someone.
You can have her. I'll stay by myself for a while.
Okay. I'll take her.
They're saying that men are twice as likely to risk the in-person meetup.
Men are twice as likely to do anything that's dumb. Come on. We think with the other head.
Sassy Sports.
Well, it's been a rough few weeks for Steph Curry. Last week he admitted his frustrating 5-hour struggle of putting together a basketball hoop. And then this weekend he hopped on an Instagram live video with former teammate JaVale McGee where he talked about how his daughter Riley dissed his teaching abilities.
Then after the class is over, I'm the one that's got to sit there and dish out the paper and all the materials so that she got to sit there and do it. So,
you're a teacher's assistant, basically.
And basically like a star rating. She told my mom today, she said, I'm a 3-star teacher. I said, dang.
Wow.
That's cold.
The disrespect. Right
there. That's so cold-blooded. I am investing into your future, young lady.
Dang, Benny, are you helping Alyssa with her homework, or is that all just the teacher doing it?
It's all the teacher. We check it from time to time. But listen, if he's a 3-star, I'm probably a 1-star teacher, so don't feel so bad.
And if you do miss the NBA or just the players, you can check out the NBA Instagram live feed. They're doing a lot of player-to-player chats. Steph also did one with his brother, Dallas Maverick star Seth Curry. You know, we got to get on this, Benny. We gotta do like a happy hour or something soon.
We talked about this yesterday to do it this week, so we should aim for a Thursday or Friday. We'll keep you updated.
All right, look for that. It's coming. And after weeks of trying to create a path forward, the NBA is now negotiating with the Players Union to shut down the season altogether. It's most likely there will be no playoffs or championship in 2020. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Well, good morning, all you cool cats and kittens out there. It looks like we're getting another Tiger King episode.
Oh, yes.
So according to Jeff Lowe, you know, the guy who took over, or more like stole the zoo from Joe Exotic, he said that Netflix is releasing one more episode at some point this week.
There's so much more story to tell. I've even been listening to the podcast. There's a podcast as well as the TV show.
We don't know if this is a reunion special or a follow-up episode, but be on the lookout for that at some point this week. And speaking of Tiger King, Joe Exotic's first husband, John, you know, the no shirt, no teeth guy.
Yeah.
He wants Channing Tatum.
Actually, he had 3. Teeth.
Well, he wants either Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf to play him if there's ever a Tiger King movie that comes out.
Okay, well, they have their teeth. He better shoot lower.
And Peek revealed in an Instagram post that she and her son spent weeks in isolation after testing positive for coronavirus last month. But a few days ago, they were retested and both came back negative. She has also pledged $1 million to help fight coronavirus. And by now, I think a lot of us are familiar with working from home. But what about dating from home? So two guys here in San Francisco started an online dating series called Quarantined Bachelor, based off the TV show, of course, The Bachelor. But instead of a rose, though, they give you a roll of toilet paper.
I thought you were going to say a mask.
If you want to watch the episodes, their Instagram page is at Quarantined Bachelor.
1, 2.
Bring a beat back.
You're waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning and happy Monday. Big Bay Mornings broadcasting live for you. Shout out to all of our essential employees out there. We love you. And also, shout out to the generous neighbors. We haven't shouted them out. I know a lot of neighbors are doing great things for the neighborhood right now. So shout out to all the generous neighbors out there. And, of course, all of our local businesses that are up and running. We've got a lot checking in today. Starbread Bakery, they're all around the Bay Area. San Pablo's the one texting in today. Cafe Santana in Oakland, hello to you. And Alameda County Social Service employees are also listening to us this morning. Thank you for doing what you do.
I gotta say hello to Sadaf, who is headed in to Kaiser Permanente. Thank you very much. Definitely essential employee.
Absolutely. Now, Greg, you did say that you have your mask. You ordered a mask, yes?
I ordered So do you know the clothing company Hella Bay? You do, of course.
For sure. Sure.
We've partnered with them in the past. Well, I went online and they are giving a free Hella Bay mask with any order. They're a local business and they have all Bay Area clothing line. So I ordered a sweatshirt and a t-shirt and got the free mask.
Nice. Yes. I might have to do the same. I didn't know. So they're throwing in a mask with any purchase, huh?
Yes.
Any order?
Otherwise, you can buy the mask from them. It's a Hella Bay mask for $15. But I was like, why not support a local business here, trying to make some money, and get myself a mask at the same time? So Hella Bay Clothing, if you want to check them out.
Well, and a stylish one at that. I mean, listen, they're saying this is going to be the new way. We're going to be masked up moving forward.
Okay, do you really think, like, this is our future? Like, we really will be with our sunglasses and our mask walking? I'm not saying in the next couple months. I'm saying, like, in 2 years, you think we're going to be doing that?
I think it's a real possibility, yeah. I do. But you know what? It could be, it's the same thing when we introduced helmets on bicycles or skiing or snowboarding. It was weird, and it was like, what? And so, I mean, I get it. It seems like foreign right now, and like, what? And this isn't a thing, but I believe that it could be a real thing. And like that, though, it'll become part of your outfit, right? Your mask will match your purse. Or, you know what I mean? Or it'll go with the sunglasses. Like, it'll be part of your whole get up, man.
How am I supposed to make out with randos at the club now with the mask on? I'm not going to do that anymore.
I think those days are behind us, too. I don't think that'll be happening anymore.
No more randos?
No more tongue fights with randos. No, that was so fun
back in the day, making out with randos at the club. I mean, that was the best part of going to the club.
But definitely right now, if you are out and about, you should be wearing a mask. You should be covering that nose and that mouth. Definitely, if you're out and about. And the government is saying that, you know, this week and next week are very crucial weeks to try to stay home as much as possible. So if you do not have to leave, don't leave your home, please. Stay home. And win money with us, because we got local winner after local winner after local winner. We now have $1,300 in the Secret Sound jackpot. We are going to look for caller 9 at 920, and we'll give you another clue. So hopefully you could win all the money. Be here. We'll play in 8 minutes.
Let's go.
I hear the secret sound.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Adam in Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller number 9. Adam, we're trying to give you $1,300. Let's get right into it. Let's give you the sound first, because it is relatively new. So here it is. All right, Greg, read Adam this hour's clue.
Sometimes I start with a D. Okay, let me read it again. Sometimes I start with a D.
All right, Adam, what do you think the secret sound is?
I'm not sure about the clue, but I say the sound sounds like about a wet dog shaking itself or scratching its collar.
So we got to go with one, though. Which one do you want to go with?
I would have to say a wet dog shaking itself.
Okay, I could definitely hear that. Is it a wet dog shaking itself off?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Well,
Adam,
I still feel like a winner getting to talk to you guys.
Aw, thank you, Adam.
I'm in a long time listener for years, so you guys make our mornings, and I'm happy to turn on many people to your guys' show.
Oh my God, you're the number one listener today.
We appreciate that. And Adam, just for the record, that's exactly what I thought it was when I heard the sound the first time. I thought it was a wet dog shaking itself.
Well, at least I know I got two on my side.
There it is.
Yep.
How you doing, Adam? Talk to us. What's going on in your world? Are you working right now, or are you at the house, or what's happening?
I was working, but unfortunately to the virus, I got laid off.
Oh, man.
I am at home now, being with the dogs, taking care of the house, taking care of the family. The wife is working from home, so... We're all in this together.
We are indeed, man, and so sorry to hear about that. But yes, you will bounce back. I know it, and we appreciate you listening.
Let's
try to give you that money so you can call back and play again at 12:20. See if you can win it for $1,400. All right.
You know it. You guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks, man. Adam. Stay safe.
You know, that's great. I mean, Adam, there's the tough stuff going on out there, but mm-hmm. He's staying positive. He's doing what he can do.
For sure. And you know what? First of all, it's not always going to be this way. But you know, being positive and having that outlook is definitely a great thing. But know that it's also okay to have your meltdowns and to have those moments, because it is real life, man. This is a crazy moment in our history. But thank you, Adam. We appreciate you for sure. And everybody out there still showing up, going to work. Thank you. It is not easy. We know that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. 11:20, you're going to get a bonus clue. No guessing, but you'll get a bonus clue. And then at 12:20, obviously another clue, and then a shot to win the money for $1,400. And Greg, in about an hour, you're also going to give a video clue for the Insider Group, right?
Yeah, you just reminded me that I need to take a shower and shave. And
no, you don't.
And try to look presentable. I can't be looking like I look right now. I look crazy.
Keep it real, baby. Keep it real. You're not the only one looking like that. The unibrow looks great on you. I love it.
Oh, shut up.
All right, let's continue. Commercial free on a Monday morning. Big Bay Mornings, 99.7 now. Super Lonely by Benny. Oh, she's got a good name, but she spells it B-E-N-E-E. Of course, if you're on TikTok, you know about that Benny song. Alyssa, my daughter, she's listening to us in the living room, jamming out right now, doing the full TikTok dance, getting after it. Good morning, everybody. Big Bay Mornings, and that is a wrap for us. Thank you so much for being here and making us a part of your day. We do appreciate it. So, are you going to try Quibi? It's out today. Are you going to watch it? Of course, it's a new streaming service. And they want to, you know, their whole thing is short shows. So every episode of a show is 10 minutes or less. And they're kind of promoting it to watch on your cell phone. Like, that's what they're saying it's for. Watch it on your smartphone. Are you going to give it a shot? They have a 90-day free trial.
You know, it sounds kind of interesting because it is hard for me sometimes to make a commitment to, like, sit down and watch a whole movie or something for 2 hours. So 10 minutes seems very doable.
Oh, yeah. And if it's free trial, you got nothing to lose. What are we watching right now? Who's watching what? What are you watching?
All right. So I went back and I said, let me give Ozark another try.
Yes!
Because, what are you, a producer on the show, Art?
I actually am, yes.
Because I really liked season one, and then season two got a little too carried away for me. It was just unbelievable. But I went back. I mean, they kill way too many people. They kill like 10 people an episode. I'm like, how's anybody alive in this show? How do they have enough actors to keep killing?
So good.
Producer Art, what are you watching? Good. Did you finish season three of Ozark?
Oh, first day, yes. Same day.
Really?
I love it that much. It's my favorite show on TV.
It's okay. Hey, I mean, it's no Breaking Bad.
Well, I don't know. I need to get into that. I think that's the next thing I'm going to be watching is Breaking Bad because I've never seen an episode of
it.
Yeah, what? You've never watched Breaking Bad?
I don't know. It was some cultural blind spot for me.
Dude, that's right up your alley. You would love that show.
Well, I'm getting into that then. And also all the judge shows. Those are wonderful. Judge Jerry. People's Court. I've been watching a lot of that.
Jesus, really? That's what it's come down to?
Well, I have a confession to make. And this is not new for me. I'm obsessed with Judge Marilyn Million. And I've been watching, I've been recording the People's Court for probably
a
decade.
Really? It's
you guys
so
are
good.
So weird.
I just discovered her.
Oh, don't you think she's hot?
Yes, she is. She's a little bit like Asa Mikhailian,
I still can't get over the fact you've never seen Breaking Bad. Definitely watch it. Do not waste your time on the movie. Not watch the movie that came out with it.
Okay.
But, oh my God, Breaking Bad. Vanessa, my wife, she's never watched Sopranos. She wants to dive into that. But I'm like, dude, that's a commitment.
Yeah, I started it a couple of years ago, and I started watching it, and it's good, but it's too much for me to, like, it's a lot.
It is a lot. I may do it. But they're, like, hour episodes, and there's, like, you know, 10,000 of them. So it's going to be, I'll be watching this up until, you know, holiday time. I'll be watching this. But,
at least we have plenty to do.
There it is. All right, everybody. Well, stay safe out there. Please, please, please wear your masks if you have to be out and about. And if you don't, do not go out. Government is saying this week and next week are definitely some important weeks to stay home as much as possible. All right. Have a great Monday. We're back tomorrow morning, and we'll bring more money with us to try to give to you. So join us. And, of course, Love Trap as well. Stay safe, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.